This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you have heard it once the past couple of years, you have heard it a zillion times. Oh my goodness, the American consumer. How have they kept on buying stuff despite all the inflation and the higher interest rates? Well, it is possible that that string has played out. We did get very meh retail sales numbers on Friday, after all. And retailers are starting to cut staff, too. Not just corporate jobs, but actual sales staff. Walmart, Best Buy, Nordstrom. Today, David's Bridal became the latest. More than 9,000 people who work for that company are going to lose their jobs. Marketplace's Savannah Marr is on retail for us today.
During the pandemic, retailers have had to adjust to a few sharp turns in consumer spending. And Wendy Liebman, CEO of WSL Strategic Retail, says these layoffs reflect yet another shift.
It's what we call the just-in-case stage of things.
Where even though the labor market is holding strong and inflation is trending downward,
people are just uncertain. And when consumers are uncertain, they just hold back and stick to what they must have, not what they might have.
With consumers starting to pull back on discretionary spending, Liebman says retailers are being cautious in turn. And many of the stores announcing staff cuts, like Walmart and Best Buy, have something in common, says Shannon Seery, an economist with Wells Fargo.
Those are definitely retailers that benefited from the work-from-home economy and from the stay-at-home economy, and I think we've seen a transition away from that.
She says we loaded up on so much furniture and electronics and clothing a few years ago that we just don't need as much now. Plus, retailers are adjusting to another pandemic sharp turn, the rise in online shopping.
We've seen the consumer migrate or accelerate their migration to digital.
Sonia Lipinski is managing director of retail at Alex Partners. With e-commerce booming, she says some retailers are laying off in-store staff they just don't need anymore. Others are taking a different approach to staffing.
We're in this world of, you know, the consumer is hard to predict. They're changing every day.
She says some are holding on to workers in this still tight labor market in case spending and in-store traffic tick back up and they need to pivot yet again. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.